Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, because I'm a doctor and because I'm Jewish, I have to say something. So many of us this weekend saw the second installment or the sequel to Borat from 2006. This one was named the subsequent movie film Delivery of Prodigious Bribe to American Regime for Make Benefit of Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Whatever. Okay, anyway, it's Borat 2. It's the crappiest movie I've seen in a long time. And I'll tell you why I think it was crappy. Yeah, there were some funny scenes. Yes, Maria Bakalova was talented. Sacha Baron Cohen, talented. I saw him in The Spy. He's a talented actor. But what he did in this movie is it's about time somebody says something, all right? Because it's, you know, one thing that happens is we're anti-racism, right? We're anti-slurs. We're anti-prejudice, and we're progressing so wonderfully. But then we're allowing people of their own race or demographic or culture to bag on themselves. So, in this particular case, Sacha Baron Cohen is Jewish. I believe he's half Israeli. I think he's Israeli. Speaks fluent Hebrew, etc. So, he will make anti-Jewish slurs in the movie. And nobody says anything because, like, well, you know, he's Jewish. Right? You know, just like with rap, you know, you hear these songs and, you know, you'll hear the N-word and you're like, oh my gosh, what did I just hear? But, again, it's, you know, nobody does anything because they're like, well, you know, it... You know, if it's somebody else, you can't do it. If it's you, it's okay. So here's Sacha Baron Cohen and Borat. Every time makes a movie, you know, that whatever, he'll do some real stupid stereotypes. But it really went farther than this in that he goes to a doctor's office. So basically the premise of the movie, and I'm sorry if I'm ruining it for you guys, but it's already a ruined movie. I'm sorry. Is apparently Borat wants to sway President Trump to find Kazakhstan positive in their eyes. And so he's choosing to give a gift to President Pence or, Vice President Pence or some of the other high top administration officials. And so he decides that he's going to give his 15-year-old daughter. So they decide to go to a cosmetic surgeon to give her, let's say, larger breasts or change her nose, etc. So they walk into a plastic surgeon's office. And again, I don't understand how these people are getting duped. You know, just like with Rudy Giuliani, I don't understand how they're not seeing a camera. But I guess, you know, with hidden cameras, I don't know how somebody got into a doctor's office. They got to sit down with a Dr. Charles Wallace. And it looks like he's real. I looked him up on the medical board. No sanctions, no malpractice claims, nothing. But apparently they get into his office and they interview him. And they get him to say some kind of bad things. So one is, when they were describing breasts, he used the T word, and I don't even like to say that on air. I don't think that's appropriate term to describe breasts, but he used that word, and maybe it's because she had an accent and she was young, and so he probably thought she doesn't understand medical terms, so he kind of used I just don't like the T word for breasts, all right? And you guys know what it is. I'm just not going to say it. Okay, but let's say it has a couple I's in it, right? And a couple E's, a lot of vowels in it. And so he used that term, and I thought that kind of made me cringe, but I'm like, you know what, maybe it's because he was trying to speak to somebody who might not have a large vocabulary and would identify that vocabulary. But then, in this, Borat's daughter, she goes by Tutar, asks if he thinks her nose is a Jewish nose. And he's like, no. It has like, okay, come on, people. Come on. And then he describes what a Jewish nose is, you know, and he actually uses his fingers and things like that to explain that. And they're all laughing about Jewish noses. And I'm like, you know, what really, really, in this day and age, we're doing that stupid stuff. But what even got even more kind of inappropriate was the tutor asked him, and I'm assuming he knew that she was underage. She was his daughter, and she was playing a 15-year-old. She asked the plastic surgeon, would you do sexy time with me? And sexy time is, I guess, a Kazakhstanian way of saying, would you have sex, right? Sexy time. And he looks uncomfortable, but then he goes, if your father wasn't here. I'm kind of watching this, and I'm like, okay, if this was set up, if this was scripted, all right, then why aren't you using a stage name? Why are you allowing them to use your name? You're a plastic surgeon in Dallas, Texas. You're well known. You're accredited. You have no, you know, sanctions or unprofessional conduct or whatever. Why would you allow them to get you on tape, you know, making anti-Jewish slurs, you know, discussing body parts inappropriately, and then, making a comment about sex with a patient? Those are all no-nos. Now, and if it was a dupe, and if he was videotaped without realizing it, again, you still can't say that. Those are things you can't say. And so, you know, I didn't watch Parade until a day or two after, and I really hadn't really wanted to until some of you said, did you see this doctor? And, you know, here's the thing. I don't know him. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, disparage, and I don't want to defame somebody I don't know. But in this movie, I was kind of shocked. I know the big headline is supposed to be about Rudy Giuliani and, you know, him going to the hotel room with the reporter. And I know that's the big story. But I think, you know, Barat and Sacha Baron Cohen, who, by the way, is a gifted actor. He really is under, shall we say, appreciated for his artistry, really went too far. And this movie was actually stupid. In fact, he walked into like a Republican National Convention dressed as the KKK. Yet, if anybody really understands about the KKK, there were ties to the Democratic Party years ago. And when you see Hollywood try to push a narrative and try to, you know, and, you know, he's ripping on Trump and, you know, making, you know, Trump and Pence look, you know, whatever. But then on top of that, he goes and he insults Jews. I think the movie is a waste of time. I don't even think it should be airing. And I don't understand why the doctor did what he did. But it's embarrassing. And honestly, as a Jew and as a physician, I'm embarrassed by that movie. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're going to be coming into November. And November is National Family Caregivers Month. And one thing that I think is really under-discussed is how difficult it is to take care of a family member. We talk about child care, and, you know, children are rough, but children you can put in a playpen and, you know, you can hand to grandma and it's pretty easy. But when you are taking care of an elderly parent or somebody that on top of, you know, them being fragile also has dementia or has Alzheimer's, it can be overwhelming. And so joining us today are two people, Merrill Comer and Stephen Chambers, who have been caregivers to family members, as well as Merrill, who is author of a New York Times bestseller, Slow Dancing with a Stranger, Lost and Found at the Age of Alzheimer's, and they're joining us today next. Thank you guys for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Wow, wow.
Yes, happy to be here with you.
Very nice to meet you, Stephen and Merrill. So, you know, Merrill, talk to us about how common dementia is and Alzheimer's within the United States.
Well, unfortunately, there are about 8 million people living with dementia in the U.S., and approximately half that number suffer from Alzheimer's disease. It really is just the most common form of dementia, and those numbers are going to grow exponentially. What's even more concerning is that, you know, half of those people living with dementia may at some point in the disease experience hallucinations and delusions. And unfortunately, Dr. Dahlia, primary care doctors don't bring that topic up early in the disease. So it's a real problem for family members because it comes upon them suddenly. Yeah.
Now, you know, you bring up a good point. Many early signs of dementia are hearing loss, changes in appetite, sometimes some, you know, crabbiness. And so many children of older parents or grandchildren go, gosh, well, what's wrong with grandpa? What's wrong with grandma? And, you know, everybody kind of brushes it up to, you know, grumpy old men or grumpy women. And it, that's not the case. These could be early signs of dementia. Stephen, with your father, what were some of the early signs you noticed with your father?
So we did notice some of those things and some of the milder symptoms. Forgetful, forgetting a name, misplacing keys, things that are sort of benign, but when you add them all up, you know, it's difficult at the time, but you don't realize that you're seeing the symptoms of the early onset, the early stage of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you add in hallucinations and delusions, which can start in that early phase, and again, they can start in a very mild or simple way. Just thinking that you saw something that was there. My father used to always see cats in the house. He lived alone. He didn't have pets. Things that may be a little disturbing or disconcerting when you hear them, they're easy to dismiss, though, if in the next moment he's lucid and he's dad and he's the guy you've known all these years. It's easy to not want to investigate further or to have uncomfortable conversations. And my sister and I realized that when we started comparing notes that we had to have those conversations and we had to get my dad in front of doctors that could help him and diagnose him and help us to help him.
How old
Dr.
was he?
Even just describes hallucinations, but they're also delusions. And
absolutely.
Delusions are a little different. They're having false beliefs. So somebody's stealing from you or you've misplaced your wallet, but I know you took it, right? So they're going after family members, people living in the house. People are talking about them. Or to the extreme, they're concerned their spouse is being unfaithful when it's not even true. So these are serious, you know, symptoms and have really very deleterious side effects on both the family and the people suffering from dementia.
Mm-hmm. And Stephen, I'm sorry, how old was your father when you first started to notice symptoms?
He was in his late 60s. I would say he was about 68 years of age. He will be 78 next month.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you bring up a good point how you and your sister had issues discussing this. I think, you know, as we age and we become, you know, grown-ups, we start to kind of shift the I'm being afraid of my parents to, okay, you know what, now I'm in charge. But we always have that fear with our parents. And so when we had family members in my house that were starting to act like that, I was scared to death to bring it up because they would just, you know, knock me down in our place. You know, can either of you kind of talk about the psychology of, you know, how children become empowered to have that conversation without alienating or feeling alienated by their parent?
Stephen, Kevin, do you want to go first or should I?
I'll take this one first. You know, this was very difficult for me. This was my father, a very independent man. He was the patriarch of our family, although my parents separated very early in our lives, my sister and I. He took care of everyone. He made sure that everyone else was okay. So mm-hmm. for us to question him or to have the audacity to invade on his independence was a problem for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when he first started exhibiting these symptoms, you know, it's not black and white. There are moments where hallucinations or delusions will occur. There are moments where he's a bit cloudy. And the rest mm-hmm. of the time, he was fairly lucid and he was himself. So it's very difficult to have a conversation with your parent in a moment where they're lucid and you're discussing these things that they don't want to hear and maybe they don't believe. Very
exactly.
challenging. I think it was helpful that I have a sibling and that we were on the same page and having these conversations amongst each other and developing a strategy as to how we were going to address it with him.
You know, we speak a lot on the show about that strategy because a concern that a lot of older individuals have is that they're going to be having to go to a home. And so, you know, I've actually spoken to my children about this as well and said, look, you know, if you start to see any memory deficits, okay, talk to me about it. And, you know, oh, we're going to throw you in a home, Mom. And I think part of that strategy is an assurance to your family member that you don't necessarily, you aren't going to be leaving. You know, we're going to try to, you know, work on this together because the earlier we start medication, the earlier we start intervention, the better. Meryl, you're a part of U.S. or Us Against Alzheimer's. Tell us about that.
Us Against Alzheimer's started out with four families living with the disease, and we were very concerned that things weren't moving fast enough in the research, that families were misunderstood, that patients were misunderstood. So we really wanted to speed things up, and because we were advocates, we took on things we probably shouldn't have, but we did anyway, because mm-hmm. we live the experience. You know, when you talked about symptoms earlier, well, my husband had the garden variety grounds for divorce, I used to say. But in mm-hmm. both cases of my husband and my mother, delusions preceded the hallucinations. So even though my husband was a doctor, Dr. Dahlia, he was in denial all the way into the disease, which mm-hmm. made it even harder to help him. For my mother, it was the emotional. I adored my mother. You know, it was, I would do anything to respect and to please her, even as a child. And here as an adult, I'm trying to do that. And this was a woman who had been so kind and so generous and so mm-hmm. loving. Mm-hmm. And then she came quickly and yep. very difficult. And I knew in a facility that she would be ignored. Mm-hmm. And I had her at home, did the best we could for her, but she was temperamental, and it just broke mm-hmm. my heart, but I kept saying, it's the disease, it's Absolutely. The disease, it's not my mother. And mm-hmm. that's why these delusions and hallucinations are tricky, but mm-hmm. you really have to pay attention to them.
All right. Well, guys, thank you. We are so glad we had you on. How can my listeners find more information?
We'd love you to come to usagainstalzheimers.org. We have resources. We also have a Facebook Live page. We have a number of caregivers so they can share the information in real time as you're trying to problem solve. And I want to thank you, Dr. Dahlia. Too many primary care doctors don't bring up this topic early enough so families mm-hmm. can anticipate that they may have a problem.
Meryl,
so thank you again. For
thank you.
Help.
Thank you. And Stephen, we wish your father well. Thank you guys for joining us. Be safe. All right, guys, don't
thank
go away. We'll
so
be right
much.
Back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden confirmed his plan to abolish the entire U.S. oil industry. That means no fracking, no jobs, no energy for Pennsylvania families, Texas, all the other.
President Trump in Allentown, Pennsylvania, his first of three stops across the battleground state on Monday. Vice President Mike Pence campaigning in Minnesota. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden called a lid, which in essence means no public events on Monday. There's a report that the coronavirus vaccine being developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca is producing a similar immune response in both older and younger adults. AstraZeneca telling Reuters that the adverse side effects among elderly people are lower. The vaccine the British pharmaceutical giant and Oxford are developing is believed to be the front runner for approval from regulators. This is USA Radio News. The Senate is poised to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court on what is expected to be a largely partisan vote Monday night, with no Democrats committing to voting in favor of President Trump's nominee. Republican states have generally handled the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic much better than Democratic states based on unemployment data. Of the 10 states with the lowest unemployment in September, 9 went for President Trump in 2016. Of the 10 states with the highest unemployment rate, 9 went for Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton that year. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News the entire country is beginning to rebound after the virus.
We are in a strong V-shaped recovery from the pandemic contraction. That's a very important point. We're going to get a big GDP number. I believe it'll be out Thursday. We have a lot of momentum, not only from the third quarter, but spilling into the fourth quarter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I understand I've had a responsibility this whole time to make some sort of statement on, you know, how I feel about Joe Biden's health or Donald Trump's health. And I have. I've spoken to you guys on what I think Donald Trump should be doing, what he shouldn't be doing, should or shouldn't be. And, you know, with Joe Biden, I've been very, shall we say, kitten gloving. Because I don't think I'm in any position to diagnose what could be going on with him. However, if he is going to be possibly our next president, depending on what happens with the election. I think somebody does need to kind of say something, because there has been some very, very concerning, unfortunately, behaviors that have happened. And these are things that are starting to become almost textbook signs of there being some sort of a, shall we say, deficit, whether it's in his speaking, whether it's in his cognition. And I don't know if you could hear some of these things, but, you know, I know there are people in the Democratic Party that are concerned because, you know, he needs to be out there like President Trump, but then he says things that are being misconstrued, or maybe not misconstrued. He's actually saying things such as, that one of the latest quotes he had said earlier this weekend is he was speaking about he and President Obama, and I think it's a gaffe. Okay, I don't think it was a Freudian slip, but he had said that he and President Obama created the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. I don't know if I have that sound bite. Let's see here.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Okay, now that was a podcast. That was a podcast on, I guess, Pod Bless America or Pod Save America. And the clip cuts off. So there's a chance that he could have clarified. He could have said, I didn't mean to say that. And we all have gaffes. We all, you know, can say the wrong thing and go, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. Or we'll slip a word out. And, you know, we used to call them Freudian slips if they were sexual. When they, you know, unfortunately, or when they are not sexual, or they are like a mistransposition of words, you know, we blow it off. It happens. But unfortunately with Joe Biden, it happens a lot. Here's another one where he discusses four more years of George Bush.
What kind of country we're going to be? Four more years of George, he's going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
So Jill was next to him when this happened, and she had, you could see her mouth the words Trump. And so, you know, when Joe Biden is bringing up Joe Bush, or George Bush, shall we say, George Bush, or, you know, he's mixing some words up, you know, again, I'm not going to diagnose him. That's not my place. I have no idea what his medical conditions could be. But it's a sign. And as a physician, and when you guys ask, I have to say, it is a sign. I'm not saying that's what his diagnosis is, but it is a symptom of somebody that has either memory deficits or an aphasia where they have difficulty conveying the words. There's different types of aphasia. Broca's aphasia where you can't say it. Wernicke's aphasia where you want to say it, but you can't get the words right. I'm just really simplifying those terms. And those things could be symptoms of, shall we say, head trauma, medications, early dementia, Alzheimer's, tumor, things like that. I'm not diagnosing him. I have no place to diagnose him. But we're looking at a 77-year-old gentleman who is a career politician, 47 years, but he's making very dangerous sound bites. You can't be talking about you and President Obama creating a voter, you know, fraud organization. You can't say that. And I don't really believe he did. I don't believe he, and I know in politics that's debated on what's happening on either side of the party, but with ballot boxes burning and I don't know what the hell is going on. But I don't really believe he meant that. So as a physician, I'm like, okay, that is one hell of a gaffe. And I mean, we know he's said multiple things, unfortunately, that have, you know, put him in the spotlight. But if he's going to become our president, what are the Democrats doing in terms of preparing? You know, with President Trump, when people were concerned about his health and when people were concerned about, you know, him being in the hospital and COVID and, you know, him kind of going on rants and Twitter rages or whatever, you know, you have Mike Pence, you know, as in the vice presidential seat, and, you know, he's been a governor of Indiana, and he's been, you know, he's been in politics as well, you know, for a good part of his, you know, career. And so, you know, my guess is that, you know, he's been getting some grooming. He's in the vice presidential quarters. I'm sure he's, you know, doing more than watching Fox News, right? but Kamala Harris. I mean, all eyes are on Kamala right now. Because if Joe Biden is having so many issues getting through an election year and you know, getting through these interviews, which are not interviews like President Trump is having, where like Savannah Guthrie is just hitting him, or people are just hitting him and putting them on the defensive. These are happening. These interviews are happening in a very calm, very, I believe Pod Save America is left-leaning. So in a friendly atmosphere. Now, we've seen Joe Biden in a not friendly atmosphere, such as a debate. And I have to admit, he held his own. Fact, he seems to do better in non-friendly atmospheres. I've been asked about that. Why? Well, epinephrine. How many of you took ADD medications or took a stimulant or whatever and go, wow, I could think clearer? Well, there's something about stimulants, and I'm not saying he's on them, but your own adrenaline, your own epinephrine kicking in because you're in the middle of a debate. Many times that kind of brings up things that you know, you would have probably, if you were more relaxed, not thought of. But when we look at dementia or cognitive deficit and memory issues, we, unfortunately, many people will lose their short-term memory first before their long-term memory. So I can't tell you how many of us will forget our kids' names. When I have to yell at my kids, and mind you, my adrenaline is going on, I'll be like, damn it, Corey, Stone, Shake. Ooh, you know, I mean, I'll just start naming the cats. And so I like Brock. Okay, I mean, it takes me 7 names to get to my kid. And mind you, my parents did that too. Now, my father has passed, may rest in peace, but my mom doesn't have dementia. My mom doesn't have Alzheimer's, and she used to do that all the time. She never called me by the correct name. So I don't panic about a name that isn't correct. You could miss a name. If you call President Trump George Bush, it's a misname. The only problem is that, though, him remember having a long-term memory. I mean, George Bush hasn't been in office for over a decade and a half. Is he relying on long-term memory because his short-term memory is missing? Now, I mean, I forget my keys. I walk into a grocery store and I'll shop and I'll get the chocolate, right? And, you know, I'll get maybe the Zimas or some wine coolers. And then I'll walk out and I'll come home and my kids are like, did you get any vegetables? Or did you, Mom, we need a low-fat milk. Did you get that? I was like, dough. Okay, so, you know, we do that. But, you know, we're talking about our future president. And Kamala Harris, with her extensive legal background, is anybody convincing voters that Kamala Harris will be able to take over? You know, there were a lot of jokes on, oh, Kamala Harris is going to be, you know, the next president. And, you know, people were kind of making jokes about it. But this is some serious stuff. Is Kamala Harris ready? Is anybody starting to brief her? I mean, I know in movies, when the poop hits the fan, you have, like, designated survivor, right? The House Authority Secretary or whatever ends up being president going, really, it's me? This isn't Hollywood. You know, I mean, if we do have aging individuals who are, you know, in the presidential, role, and they do start to have cognitive issues, is our next in line ready to go? So my suggestion would be, you know, start prepping Kamala, because I am concerned about Joe Biden, and I really pray for him, and I hope he's getting the medical attention he needs, because I'm a little nervous about the guy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the guidelines from the California Department of Health for Thanksgiving has caused a huge stir in the pot. They're dreaming. They're really dreaming if they think this is how people want to celebrate Thanksgiving. So we've spoken about how the CDC had about a month or two ago come out with guidelines on how to celebrate Halloween, how to celebrate Thanksgiving. We didn't even talk about Christmas. But we got Halloween coming up. So, the CDC said, maybe not have the parties, maybe not do the trick-or-treating, maybe not the laughing and the shouting. But Thanksgiving's coming up, okay? And for any of us that have family coming over, there's going to be shouting, all right? And the California Department of Health has issued guidelines on how Thanksgiving should be. Now, I don't think anybody's going to jail, although I'd like to interview that paddleboarder that got thrown in jail because he was outside paddleboarding, completely social distancing, not around anybody, but he got arrested. But Governor Newsom and the California Department of Public Health has released guidelines for this year's Thanksgiving. And these guidelines are a trip. They are. They have completely transformed Thanksgiving into how they think it should be to be COVID-friendly. And as a doctor, I'm looking at some of these going, what? Really? Mind you, I get the social distancing. I get the masks. I get that during Thanksgiving, you're going to have some older individuals. But some of the things they're recommending is just not very practical. Okay, so first, they don't want more than three households present. So let's say you have three kids or four kids. They're going to come over. Or let's say there's a neighbor that doesn't really have a lot of family. So you invite him and his wife. You can only have three households. So yours, maybe your two sons. I only have two kids, so I think I could do it. But if I usually invite students over, or I usually have other people over for Thanksgiving. If I can't, then that doesn't count. So only three households. Then the households need to sit separate. Now, I thought the whole purpose of Thanksgiving is everybody coming. But because the California Department of Public Health is worried about, you having not socially, or you having isolated with that group and not the others, they don't want you to mix. So you guys have to kind of be at separate tables, so to speak. Now, for those of us that don't like the family, we're like, hey, shh, Dahlia, let sleeping dogs lie. Okay? Let them sit elsewhere. But for those of you kind of looking forward to the family, you kind of want them nearby. They also suggest that all gatherings are outside. Now, I don't know about you guys, but we went from it being hot to it being like 39, 40 degrees overnight last night. It's cold. Now, I'm in Nevada, so I'm not in California, so I can have an indoor Thanksgiving if I want to. But it gets cold in Nevada Thanksgiving. There's snow. I don't know if you guys saw the Bronco game. It's snowing. There's snow in Utah. There's snow. In California, it gets pretty damn cold in some parts of California. They want Thanksgiving outdoors. You can go inside if you have to potty. And in these guidelines, I'm not making this up. I swear I'm not making this up. And in these guidelines, if you have to go potty, you're only allowed to go in if the bathroom was sanitized, which means somebody has to be on bathroom sanitation duty when you have Thanksgiving. So I'm going to be having people over for Thanksgiving. So what? I'm going to tell my kids to have to scrub the toilet all the time? They're not going to get up from the table to scrub a toilet. But you're only allowed inside to go potty. And then who's going to help me with the dishes? Thank God I'm not in California. And I loved being, I was born in California. California's my state. Okay. Then, oh no, we're not done. Okay, we're not done. We're not done. Okay, obviously anybody sick shouldn't come. However, if you are hosting this, you need to have all the contact tracing information available for contact tracers if they need to call. So you need to log and have everybody's information. Now, most of us know, who's coming over to our house. But some people bring girlfriends or boyfriends or whatever. And sometimes you don't know who the hell's coming over. And so you've got to then log everybody, because if the health department reaches out to you, you need to give them everybody who was at your party. Okay? The Thanksgiving feast needs to be under 2 hours. 2 hours. So for those of us watching the Cowboy game, and the turkey's not ready, and the turkey's not ready. Oh, yeah, wait a second. Outdoors, how do you watch the Cowboy game? Well, not actually. This is the 1 year where I could think I could pass. We're not doing too good. But a two-hour Thanksgiving. Now, I know. Trust me. I know. If you have to go to the in-laws, right, and you know you're going to get out of there in 2 hours, you're like, woo-hoo, okay, I get that, I get that. But there are some people out there that really do like to hang out with their family. So we have to kind of think of them. I know. So they want Thanksgiving under 2 hours, outdoors. Then, masks must be worn. You're allowed to remove the mask to eat, and then you got to put the mask back up. Well, I thought you're not really supposed to be touching your face that many times. So take a bite of turkey, mask, Take a bite of turkey, mask. Slurp some gravy, mask. Speaking of gravy and stuffing, it's not family style Thanksgiving this year in California. The host has to make pre-prepared plates or meals in containers and give them to everybody. No passing the stuffing, no passing the gravy because of germs. Okay? And this one, there is no way in my household we're going to be able to get through this. No shouting. Singing, shouting is frowned upon unless you have a mask. Now, I don't know if you've ever had to rip your kids a new one, you know, or when a family member brings something up and you want to rip them of a new one also, you want that mask off. I mean, in fact, I would be taking the mask off going, no shouting. Family's getting together. I mean, it's your family. You're going to shout. Somebody's going to tick somebody off or bring up something from the past. That's what's going to happen. That's what happens. So they're like, no shouting. Again, some of you are like, thank God the California Department of Public Health is going to change Thanksgiving this year. I just don't see how realistic that is. And then the music. They give a guidance on music. If there's going to be music at your Thanksgiving, the musical contributors have to be only from one of the three families. You can't create a band. So let's say you have a few different sons and one plays bass, one plays drums, one's lead vocals. No. If you're going to have music, it has to be from one of the families. Well, okay, I need like a whole Partridge Family band, you know, to cover my singing. And my kids didn't really want to take piano lessons. So if I'm going to entertain somebody, I need a piano player. And I got to take it from another family. They also suggest that nobody uses wind instruments. I'm not making this up. I swear to God. I swear to God. They also recommend no wind instruments. They don't want somebody sitting there playing a flutophone or a recorder for grandma or grandpa because it could spread COVID. So these are just some. I didn't even read all the rules of COVID. By the way, if you do get sick within 48 hours, you got to contact every single person at the Thanksgiving. So, you know, don't drink too much so you know who they are. So, you know, I mean, I get that we don't want to get other people sick. I get that we're going to have a twindemic of flu and COVID. But I worry because flu isn't going away. And maybe COVID won't go away. So is every Thanksgiving going to have to be outdoors? Is every Thanksgiving going to have to be like 2 hours? How do you watch football? You can't yell at anybody. You can't sing with, you know, other family members. You got to sing with your own family members. And my kids do not want to back me up. They do not like to do backup vocals for my lead. Especially my husband doesn't. My husband likes to actually close his ears. So he doesn't have hands free to play his because he's usually clogging his ears when I sing. And it's like, is that really going to help, you know, stop COVID? I mean, we have a wind advisory here in Southern Nevada. So if we're in a windy place, I mean, it's can spread to the table next to you. I mean, going back and forth in the bathroom and then we aren't hospitals. We're going to have to learn how to live with this. You know, and I get, if you do have some older individuals, there might be some things you want to do with them to keep them safe. But what I can't stand is people will look at this guidance going, if I do this, we will be COVID-free. No, you won't. Okay, COVID is smarter than a piece of plexiglass at a vice presidential debate. Look, a fly was smarter. The fly went over the plexiglass. Okay? I mean, COVID is much smarter. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, number one.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with Extend. Pendavite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.